Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host tonight, and we are super excited about being on air tonight. We have a very, very special show. 1 hour of being in the fifth dimension. The number is 888-627-6008. Please call in and be patient, and we are excited about taking your call. Let's take a deep breath before we bring on our very special guest and be in the fifth dimension. Be in the love. Be in the light. We know a lot goes on in our world, bringing us in a third dimensional reality of fear and worry, and we want to go into that fifth dimension. We want to go all the way there. We don't want to be afraid. We don't want to worry. We want to bring healing to the world. We want to bring peace. Let's call in that protectional frequency that goes around our bodies. Let's see the light. Let's say we're multidimensional beings making a clear choice to experience healing in this dimensional frequency, combating against all dark energy. Taking that deep breath, inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. We are love and we are light. We are the perfect light of Christ consciousness, here to serve a purpose. Here to move humanity forward, to release all fear, all negative thought process, to release all danger, to let go every day, to move forward, to face whatever needs to be faced, to overcome any task that needs to be taken. Today and every day, let no trial overcome our hearts. Today and every day, move ourselves into the fifth dimension and beyond. Just sending ourselves into that beautiful fifth-dimensional frequency, moving ourselves into this higher consciousness energy frequency, attaching yourself into your main guide, taking that breath, feeling that frequency. Good. Protecting yourself, rising above the fear. Taking yourself into the state of love. Bringing yourself in to the reality of your higher power. Good. Seeing the light around your whole entire body. Good. Now finish with an exhale. Let's say Thot Nam. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, where miracles happen, where you can be in this dimensional frequency all the time, not just for this hour, but all the time. Let's say, I am healed. I am healed. I am healed. And I am so excited about bringing our next guest out. His name is Craig Campobasso. He began in the entertainment world at a young age of 15, laying the foundation for the evolution of his life. And then he went to become a multiple award-winning filmmaker, an Emmy-nominated casting director. And he is just an amazing human being soul. His work has since expanded into being a best-selling author, documentary filmmaker, and he focuses on extraterrestrials and the UFO research. And he has There's an amazing book out called The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac. The Almanac is a multiple guide to the Greys, the Reptilians, the Hybrids, and the Nordics. And it's published by Red Will Weiser under the MUFON, Mutual UFO Network. That's what MUFON stands for, imprint. And it later adapted into a documentary, and he's going to tell us all about this and other books that he has out, so it's going to be fascinating. He is a sought-after speaker, and he has been on a lot of television shows, including multiple appearances on Coast to Coast AM with one of our favorites. It's George Norrie, and he's been on Jimmy Church, Fade to Black, which we love Jimmy. And he's been on Gaia. He's been on the History Channel, Ancient Aliens, which we love. And so we're bringing out Craig. Craig, welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracles Show.
Thank you so much. Wow, that was a nice introduction.
Yes, I'm really happy you're here. The guys are blinking away with my eyes, and we're happy you're on BBS Radio TV. And welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Where do you want to start?
Well, the guides are blinking about you being so multiple, having this, you know, multiple talented soul, and that we want to ask you, first and foremost, how did you get started in the entertainment business, and how did that move you into the extraterrestrial?
Well, as long as I can remember, I always wanted to be in the film business. See, you know, even when I was a kid, and I thought I wanted to get into acting. My parents knew nothing about it, but my mother found a friend who had a friend that introduced us to a commercial agent. So at age 15, I started going out for commercials, and a few years later, I landed a national McDonald's commercial for the very first chicken sandwich. And so that was exciting. And then I was still auditioning. I was working at a film company where I learned a lot about making teasers and trailers, because that's what they did for big giant movies, including at the time Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And and then when I got out of high school, I was offered a job to work on David Lynch's Dune. And I turned the job down. I didn't know what Dune was. I didn't know who David Lynch was. I didn't know who Dino De Laurentiis was. And it was a gopher job, and I really didn't want to do that. And long story short, I had quit at the film company I was working at, and you know, you didn't make that much money back in those days, and kind of blew my money having a good time on the weekend, and they called me back the following Monday and said, "Are you sure? You don't even have to interview. You could just start." And I went, "Oh, okay." Like begrudgingly, and I look back on that and say, if I hadn't taken that job, I would not be where I am today, right? Because I worked on Dune for 4 years. I was the longest person besides David and the producers to be on that film. And I learned all about filmmaking by watching and just learning from all the departments. And at the same time, we made Conan the Destroyer. So I was working on two big, giant Universal movies at the same time. So once I finished there, the De Laurentiis started me in casting on one of their films as an assistant, and then I got quickly offered a job to go to Spielberg's Amazing Stories and the casting department there. So So I was there for a year and a half, and that's where I started my casting career. And it was after Amazing Stories, where I say my own Amazing Story began. Now, you have to realize I'm a Valley kid who never thought about an extraterrestrial, who wasn't even into science fiction. I wasn't into Star Trek. I saw Star Wars because the company I worked for was doing the teasers and trailers, and I went to the theater, and we interviewed all the people and all of that afterwards for TV spots. And I actually fell asleep during Star Wars, right?
Wow.
So
yeah.
I'm just saying this is just where my head was at the
right,
time.
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden I started having dreams with master teachers, and I would just be standing looking at them, and I would just feel this unconditional love. I don't want to drag this story on, but that lasted for 2 months. And
oh,
then
wow.
And then 2 months after that, I realized I was waking up in their dimension. And that
wow.
this was real and this was happening. So then the 2 months after that was when, so it's 6 months in total, is I would go to their dimension. I'd wake up in their dimension. I'd see them. I'd wake up in my bed, and they would be in their astral bodies at the foot of my bed.
Wow.
And all I felt was unconditional love. I can remember my body feeling like it was in nirvana. It was all of the cells inside of me were awakening. So this waking process took 2 years, and there's many, many things. It's all, I'll put it this way. What they were doing was preparing me to write books that I came here to write. And so I didn't know how to write. And the main master teacher said to me, just sit down and get a large legal pad and keep writing and writing and writing until you can write no more. Don't stop. Don't edit. If you don't understand a word or whatever, ask us. We'll spell it. And you can look it up in the dictionary afterwards. And that's basically how it all began. I didn't know what channeling was. I didn't know what automatic writing was. But at that time, after the 2 years, I knew that there were three portals in which they traveled in my tiny little one-bedroom apartment. And, of course, I didn't have an office, so I sat at my kitchen table, and I would see them come down. They woke me up at 3 a.m. every morning. They still do it to this day to write every day where all the brain waves are asleep, right? And and said, these are the books you're meant to write. So that is my book series called The Autobiography of an Extraterrestrial Saga. The first book is called I Am Tehran. Those books are on my website as well as Amazon website's autobiography of ANET.com. So, and I sign them if people get them off the website. But that's how it began. That's how it began.
The one book that you wrote, thank you for telling us all of that. That's really amazing, amazing story. The Extraterrestrial Species Almanac, The Ultimate Guide to Greys, Reptilians, Hybrids, and Nordics. Is that a movie also?
I made it into a documentary that I wrote, produced, and directed. And when I wrote the book in 2019, the MUFON people with the imprint and one of the other intermediary publishers knew that I had been studying face-to-face contactee cases throughout the world since, for at that time, about for 30 years. So they knew that I was a person to write this book. So everything in that book is based off of real-life contactee cases. If you go to the back of the book under further reading, that's mm-hmm. basically the bibliography. It will tell you where you can get those books and those books that are out of print now, right? Because they were, you know, they're just amazing stories of people who are having face-to-face for years and years and years. And so I was, the ones that were still alive, I was able to interview them for the book. Hybrids, a lot of people are hybrids that I've known. We go into great detail in the documentary about how hybrids come into being here on Earth as well. And so what I wanted to do is I got these real-life contactees who have pictures of these extraterrestrials, and I brought them into the documentary, interviewed them, and we show the pictures and what these ET stories were. And some of them came here to live for a certain amount of time and then went back home. Many of them lived and worked in one particular case in Italy and in Rome and Milan. There's a major case here of some beings that live on the inner Earth. And two of them actually came up and they lived in San Francisco for 3 years because you see, they're fully conscious beings. And to understand who we are, they have to sort of live who we are, right?
Exactly.
And so exactly. They go in, they get jobs, they mm-hmm. they sort of intermingle, and sometimes mm-hmm. they will tell people who they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a case in Italy where they did tell people who they were.
Exactly. Exactly. We're mm-hmm. so happy you're here tonight. So I wanted to ask you, I hope everybody gets all of your books. Okay, so I wanted to ask you about the autobiography of an extraterrestrial. Now, that's published, right? We can pick that up.
That is. That is. It's on Amazon and on my website. Like I said, if people want autographed copies, buy it off the website. Otherwise, it's on Amazon, on Kindle, and hardcover as well.
So I want to ask you, that's wonderful. Okay. I want to ask you, so that's a four-part book series. So you're really,
yes.
you're really drawing that, you know, my guides are blinking, that it's really coming through. And are you actually, I mean, I don't want to tell too much away because we want people to read it, but are you taking this from being with an ET or are you channeling the ET?
Well, I have having the connection. So my connection with extraterrestrials is internal. It's not in a face to face. So
okay.
You might have. Well, I've seen people that I know that weren't from here walking the planet.
Yeah.
I've seen them, but I'm not friends with them. But for instance, one of the master teachers, I was meditating one day, and I had all the windows open, all the drapes open, and it was like noon, and he said to me, I'm going to give you a metaphor, and then I would like you to write it down. And I said, okay. Now, I had reached the pinnacle in this meditation. When you reach the pinnacle, you will actually see a white dove flying in your third eye. And it's and it was one of the rare times that I reached that pinnacle. And I was in such bliss. And he told me the metaphor. And I just stayed in the meditation because I was feeling nirvana. And then I realized I forgot the metaphor. And I asked him to come back. And he did. And he said, the truth of the triangle is the power of the pyramid. And when I opened my eyes to write it down, from the floor to my ceiling, as two times as wide as if I were to hold my arms out, was a all gold light going, moving around like this. And I was just floored. I was actually seeing his soul. And he then moved all around my living room and then went up and through the portal. So there's those kinds of experiences. But a lot of it is telepathic. And the telepathy that I have with them, I think a lot of people think telepathy is just, you know, talking mind to mind. But it's really sharing when you get into the fully conscious beings. What happens is they're sharing their feeling body with you. So when they're relaying an experience, they put the same feeling they were feeling into the other person's body, and they feel it that deeply. So all of the characters in the book, in the autobiography of an extraterrestrial saga, all of those extraterrestrials and those avatars, those created beings, came to me and shared their feeling body with me and shared who they were and wrote their own parts throughout the book.
I love
so
it.
It was such an amazing experience, and I will say that you will cry when this first happens for quite a long time and for many months. But when a created being comes who is in full divine power, you will sob for 15 minutes straight because you can't believe how beautiful they are. It's an amazing experience.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. When I was, you know, I do things with soul coding. My blinks have several definitions with number codes. And when I was going over the title, I was getting the sevens, which is the sign of the Christ light, which is the Holy Spirit. So before you even said the Holy Spirit, they were blinking sevens over it. So that was super cool. But I love that. What you just explained, it's giving me chills. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you just said that, because one of the created beings came to me one night, and the next day I bought three giant sevens and put them on my wall where I looked at them every day when I wrote.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So often people don't understand that extraterrestrials are here to give peace and move humanity forward. And when they do at once disclose fully, it's not a scary or fearful situation.
Right.
At all.
I think it's happening.
You agree with that? Yeah.
I do. I think it's happening in the right time. I mean, our government has planned this disclosure thing out for many, many years. And it was done through some other people before, which is too long a story. We could do it on another show. But now with now with the president releasing it. I'm part of the Hollywood Disclosure Alliance. I'm a founding member. Everyone who is in the UFO community is in the UFO Disclosure Alliance, which is created by a man named Dan Hariri and Stephen Bassett. Stephen Bassett has been lobbying for disclosure his entire life. And Stephen told us last Christmas at our Christmas party that that the president was going to do disclosure. And and I knew intuitively, all right, well, this is going to come out before disclosure day. And they're doing, you know, it's all timed out, right? I mean, it's no accident. Steven Spielberg made a movie called Disclosure Day. Right. I mean, that is no accident. And he's out there talking about believing in extraterrestrials now. So I think that's great. I mean, he's my favorite filmmaker.
Yes. So, and you are ready, and we are ready, and we are welcoming, and it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And it will be a good thing. And I want to talk a little bit more about you and something that you have spoken about before, which was called the UFO hotspot. Is that something you would want to talk about?
Sure. It's my follow-up MUFON book called The UFO Hotspot Compendium. What we did is we had the head of MUFON send out to all the MUFON state directors to nominate their favorite hotspots in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada. And then I compiled all of that. I put some of my favorite hotspots that I have been to. And then what I did is I went into the Project Blue Book files and brought forward what Blue Book said about particular hotspots. Also about, I reconnected with MUFON directors who had particularly worked on a case and then reopened the case and then found out much more information. So a lot of things got brought up to date. But it also tells you when you're visiting these places what you have to do beforehand. Some places you have to make a reservation, like going to the Integratron.
Right.
If you want to go to Giant Rock, you can contact Barbara Harris, you know, who... Who takes people out there at night and with night vision binoculars and gives you the whole history of Giant Rock. I that's the first chapter in there because Giant Rock and the Integratron are my favorite places, and they're only just a like a mile apart. It's not even that far.
Wow.
But the Integratron, you have to have a reservation, and it's integratron.com.
Where do you get this?
Which I found interesting. You just go on their website and set a date and make your reservation. The Integratron was built by George Van Tassel, landed out in the desert. He ran the Giant Rock Airport, which was out in the middle of the desert in Landers, California. And a ship landed one night. The guy, he used to sleep outside on a cot, George. And approached him. And this man was an extraterrestrial being. He was 5'6". He had short hair. He said, "Would you like to see my ship?" And George said, "Yes," because George worked for Howard Hughes and Lockheed before. And this man gave him the blueprints to build the Integratron. And really what the Integratron was built for is you could get 10,000 people through it a day if you walk in one door and out the other door.
Wow.
And it would rejuvenate your cells so you would stay healthy and young looking. like they are. Like this man was, yes. I think, between 300 and 500 years old, but looked like he was 30.
Wow. So you put, so yeah. I want everybody to hear this, you put this book together, The UFO Hotspot for Places to Visit.
Yeah.
People can pick this up, everybody. So tell everybody again what your website is so that they can go to look at all of your beautiful your beautiful books.
Thank you. It's Autobiography of OF. ANET.com. And on the home page there is the Autobiography of an Extraterrestrial Saga. And then if you click on in the tab Other Books, that's where you'll find the ET Species Almanac. You can buy the documentary on DVD. You can buy the Hotspot Compendium. I have Universal Seal of Protection cards, which are Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek, that were given to me. So those
That's
are there.
Cool.
And then, you know, my other website is strangeratthepentagon.com.
Yeah, we didn't get into that yet. We're gonna go to a commercial, but I want to just say that if everybody wants to visit, also you're on Instagram, you're on Facebook, and you're on TikTok too, under Craig Campobasso. So, but we're gonna be coming back. We're gonna go to a quick break, and I know that people probably are calling in to want to talk too, but we still have a whole other half hour to go, so we're really excited, and we want to talk a little bit more, and we're listening to Craig Campobasso, and we're really happy that you're with us. So we're going to be right back, and we're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, Medical Intuitive Healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At The Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays.
Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back to Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm Kimberly Meredith, and our number is 888-627-6008. And we're with Craig Campobasso, and he is talking about extraterrestrials and all of his beautiful books that he has out and his films that he has, produced, directed. And Craig, what is your, just before we take our caller, because we have callers that want to talk to you tonight, what is your favorite, what is your favorite book that you have written? Give a favorite?
Well, I would say it would be the first book of the autobiography of an extraterrestrial saga. Those books are filled with such spiritual knowledge, and there are mind-blowing revelations in those books.
I
have gotten so many letters all over the world just saying how it's just helped people on their spiritual journey.
And you have illustrations in there, right?
Yes, yeah. It's
All of them. Wow,
yeah.
You are so talented. Okay, you are so talented. You're going to have to come back, so I know we're going to have to talk about more things. Okay, we're going to take our caller. We're going to take our first caller. Is it Jeannie or JR?
JR.
Welcome to the show. JR, welcome to the show, JR.
Hey, what's up, Kimberly?
Do you have a question for Craig?
Actually, more like a comment in general. I know personally that everything from ghosts, spirits, UFO, not UAP, for us old scores, that they are very knowledgeable of what we know, feel, and see. Because I had one of my craziest, shall I say, UFO was when I had two King County police officers as witnesses, and then I showed it to them, and their eyes turned into Roger Rabbit. And then when I pointed it out to them, I told them, it's right there. The object, the light in the sky, flows. And then we put one horizon directly across the other horizon within 9.5 a snap of the finger. So when I seen it, it was what they call dancing in the sky. And it lasted maybe about a minute. Imagine a spirograph in the sky. That's what it looked like. Doing all these different weird patterns. Then, and that was just one of my encounters. I've had ghosts, I've had Bigfoot, intuitive sixth sense, all the four basic B groups. So good to wait on here, Craig. I hate off and on Art Bell Day.
Yeah.
Coast to Coast Days.
Yes. Oh, I remember you from Coast to Coast.
Yeah, yeah.
I do. Yes. By the way, too, when you're seeing those, if you can ever even rent some night vision binoculars, you will see all of that even more clearly. Like up at Yosemite Ranch, which is ET Central for seeing craft. You see tons, and they do that. They do light shows. Yeah, exactly. They do light shows. You can talk to the craft and say, okay, move to the left, move to the right, power up, and all the lights go off. And I've been there and experienced that. They only have one set of night vision binoculars there the last time I was there. So if you ever go, get some. It really helps, especially if you go to Sedona. You will see things zipping through the sky like you wouldn't believe.
I was there at East City Ranch, but I didn't know what it was at the time. I was there probably 10 years ago, a friend was doing volunteer work, and she says, Chair, come down here to help me. Match. And we're, one night, we're out biking in the woods in this old log road, and nonchalantly, we hit, all of a sudden, a snap of a finger, right in the bushes, within 5 feet away from me, was something running next to me. I could have, it's probably not 10 feet away from me, and it was running stride for stride next to me, and my friend was in front of me, and she's freaking out, I'm telling her, and it just showed up, and it was a Bigfoot, you know, easily, and it sounded, I feel the power of the ground, and it felt like a Volkswagen Beetle running with legs, and I could feel it and hear it swooshing its arms through the bushes. And later on, I found out it was East City Ranch.
Yeah. Yep.
And
that's right.
And when I was walking around, and all of a sudden I stopped by, I see guys working on a building, and I'm a Renaissance man. And I just go, hey, you guys got to do this and this. And all three of the guys looked at me and went, like, what the hell? We've been working on this for an hour now, and you just pop up. And I go, yeah. They're like, and one of the guys was James. And they're like, yeah, you should stay down here. I'm like, oh, I got to go back to Seattle, man. Sorry. I do actually own a third generation Russian night vision military grade goggles.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah. I've owned them for about 7-8 years now. I bought them from a guy who was living in a pawn shop. The pawn shop went to buy it from him. And I bought it from him.
Well, those are good. Well, thanks for calling in, JR. We have a couple more calls we want to take before.
Bye, JR.
Thanks for calling in. I'm really happy you called in. So we're going to take the next caller. I think it's Leah. Are you on the line?
I am, dear. Thank you. Thank you so much, Kimberly. It's wonderful that you're having Craig Campobasso on tonight. That's really exciting. Wonderful.
I know.
I wanted to take a class with him, and I wasn't quite sure how to go about it. And all of that. So eventually, hopefully, I'll figure it out. Yes.
Yeah, I'm not doing classes anymore, Leah.
Oh, I'm so sad. I really wanted to do
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah, I just got busy with so much other things. But, you know, so maybe find you're in Canada?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so see if you have a local community theater or somewhere there, or somebody who's teaching, or see if there's a casting director that teaches there. That would be, you know, really good for you.
It would be. I would love to do that. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I forgot you were teaching a lot of classes, right, Craig?
Yeah, I was teaching. I had my own acting school for over 30 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so she would need to teach, take classes with you. I wanted to ask you about the movie that you made called Stranger at the Pentagon. And it won awards.
Yes.
Many awards.
It did win
several
awards. It won several awards. And by the way, the new count for the Extraterrestrial Species Almanac documentary is we're in 11 festivals with 8 wins.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that's really good. Stranger at the Pentagon, people can watch it if they go to strangeratthepentagon.com, I have all of Dr. Frank's books, including Stranger at the Pentagon, UFO Conspiracy, Outwitting Tomorrow. I just got a new batch of the short film Stranger at the Pentagon on DVD as well. So if people want that, they can order it. And I've got all the posters as well. Everything is on the website. Dr. Frank Strange's Valiant Thor, a created being who actually lived at the Pentagon and was mentoring Eisenhower from March 16th, 1957 to March 16th, 1960. And Dr. Frank met Val Thor at the Pentagon in December of 59. And anyway, long story short, they remained friends his whole life, and he got introduced to his vice commanders and to his crew and all of that. And so I got handed the wonderful job of making the movie. And
wow.
I made the movie for, as a proof of concept for investors, and then the world wanted to see it. So I released it, and I mean, everywhere around the world, people have gathered in like a theater with like 5 to 1,000 people. And I, you know, one time in Canada, I thought I was doing a radio show, and they turned the camera around, and there was over 1,000 people in this audience just wanting to hear the Valiant Thor story, which I thought was fascinating. So,
was that at the Burbank Film Festival?
No, this was in Canada, but the Burbank Film Festival, it sold out. The short film sold out 275 seats at the Burbank Film Festival.
Wow.
A first for the festival. And then they put on a second show, which sold out halfway at midnight. And of course, Eileen Davidson played Val Thor's wife. And after we shot the movie, she became a Beverly Hills housewife. So the Beverly Hills Housewives came out to the premiere, and we were all on the Beverly Hills Housewives show.
How fun. So you sell this short on your website.
On the website, you can get it on DVD, or you can click the link there and watch it. It's also on Vimeo.com. And the E.T. Species Almanac documentary is also on Vimeo.com. And,
that's so cool.
But people get the DVDs on the website.
How fun. That's really great. So what do you have up your sleeve for the future? Are you going to make another movie?
Well, right now I'm setting up the big feature film for Stranger at the Pentagon. And,
you're doing that.
Yeah. So, you know, we're finally getting to a place in filmmaking where it's not going to cost $50 million. We can now take that budget way, way down and make it look amazing with everything that's going on in the world of AI and shooting all in one place. And I mean, it's just astounding what you can do these days.
Yeah, I get an amazing feeling about that. I'm excited about Stranger at the Pentagon being a full-length feature film. That's going to be amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations. I feel like that's going to be just off the charts. And any events coming up that you're going to be in person and bringing your books that people can actually meet you in person that's listening? Because this is going to be aired tonight and out tomorrow, so people can go and find you and see your beautiful smiling face.
Face, yeah. I'll be at Contact in the Desert Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'll be, I don't know what those dates are, actually.
Oh, okay. Because I don't know the dates.
It's this Friday. Yeah, it's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Well, what's today, the 26th?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Oh, wow, it's soon. It's this weekend coming up. Okay.
That's what I said. It's this weekend.
Okay.
This Friday,
yeah.
Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'll be at the very, there's in the hotel, and then if you walk all the way down past the pool, that's where all the big rooms are, where all the speakers are. I'll be there at a book table. In that part of the hotel. So, so I'll have everything there and be happy to sign stuff for everybody.
Wonderful. People can get your autograph and your picture. And what about, are you speaking there? Are you on a speaking panel? Are you speaking?
I'm not speaking this year. I've done it many years, within the past 5 years, I've spoken twice. And then we screened the extraterrestrial species almanac documentary there and had over 500 people in the audience.
Fun.
So that went really well. Yeah, it was exciting.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But this year you're going to cheer on everybody, and then you're going to have your books there, and that'll be really awesome.
Yeah, I'll be at the book table, locked to the book table.
Yeah, but that's important. People need your work, and they need to read and get more information, because in the next few years, a lot is going to unfold. So the more they know about you, and the more education, the better. And I know people do watch television, they watch shows, but there's a lot that you have to offer that people need to read about. Is there anything that we missed in the interview today that you'd like to tell people about?
Well, I think the most fascinating thing that blew me away in my life is when I was 12 years old, my mother told me that my father was my stepfather and that she had married him when I was 1 year old, and that she knew little about my real father. It's my biological father. My stepfather is my father. I don't look at him as a stepfather, and I hate even having to say stepfather, but it's just to sort of differentiate them. And when the internet came about, I tried to look up my biological father, couldn't find him. And then when I was writing the ET Species Almanac, a woman called me from Canada, and she goes, "Hi, I'm a genealogist. I'm your fourth or fifth cousin on your mother's father's side, and I'm looking for some info." And so I gave it to her, and we talked, and I said, "Hey, do you think you can find my biological father?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah, I can find anybody." And anyway, she called me back sometime later and said, "I found him." She said, "I'm sorry to say he passed away in 2006. But he's buried at Forest Lawn across from Warner Brothers." And
right.
I said, "Well, I'm going to go down there tomorrow morning." So I went down there. I said, "Do you have a name when they, you know, called you to pick up the body?" She looked in the computer. Lo and behold, she had a name, a gentleman's name, a different last name than my biological father, Fred's name. And but she didn't have a number. I looked it up online. An address came up that lived maybe 10 minutes away from me. I put my picture in. I told my story. 2 days later, his son calls me, who works at Disney, of course, and says, my dad got your letter. And he said, normally we would think this is so weird, but because you put your picture in there, you are a dead ringer for Fred. And I said, oh, is your dad like his friend? And he said, no, it's his half-brother. And I said, oh, so you're like my cousin, right? And so I got to have a three-hour dinner with my uncle and my cousin, who I see all the time, right?
Oh, wow.
My uncle has three sons. So anyway, we're sitting there, and I said, well, just tell me everything about him. And he went on, you know, to talk about him for an hour. And then he said, well, you know, he loved to fly airplanes. He begged our mother, they had the same mother, to sign a piece of paper for him to go into the Air Guard, before, you know, he wasn't of age yet, but she signed a paper. When he was 18, they put him in the Air Force. And then he looked at me and he said, oh, you know, he was in Project Blue Book.
Oh.
And I went, wow. What? And he goes, yeah, he was in Project Blue Book. And I said, okay, well, what did he say? And my cousin said, oh, Craig, me and my brother, he said, we tried to get information out of him and he wouldn't budge. You know, he would smile and say, yeah, they say things are out there, right? Anyway, long story short, I meet somebody else who gets me all his military records. And through people that I've talked to, they say his discharge, I don't know the name of it. It's like you're assigned like a military number that's on your DD something form. And they said his was something that they never saw before, and they didn't even know how to decode it. Right.
Right.
And since he's been on the other side, he's talked through a psychic medium and has told me, you know, a bunch of other stuff. And I just find that so fascinating because if you look at it, I write books for MUFON about, which is the public's disclosure of extraterrestrial and UFOs. He was doing it for the government. But here's the kicker. When he left the Air Force, he ultimately became the head of construction at Warner Brothers for film and TV sets.
Isn't that something?
And he was working at Warner Brothers when I was working at Universal. And so we have the same career.
Crossing paths, yeah.
The same career, but we never got to meet here. And I was just, of course, I've gone to visit, you know, him at Forest Lawn, but I was just there for the actress Valerie Perrine's service.
Right.
And I went to go visit him, and I couldn't find it, right? And I got to this last thing where, you know, he's in an urn and he's in these little drawers that go all the way up, and I was trying to find him. And I said, okay, well, Fred, I don't know. I'll have to come back and go to the front office and find you again. I said, but if this was your section, there's a beautiful naked lady statue here. So that should make you feel good. My phone turned on at that moment, playing the song, One is the Loneliest Number.
Oh, my God. Wow.
It just turned on all by itself.
Wow.
And I was like,
That's amazing.
What a great sense of humor. Great sense of humor.
That is just an amazing story. Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So, that is chilling.
Yeah, that it is. It is chilling.
No coincidences. No coincidences there. And and how you found out was meant to happen. You are meant to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really glad because, you know, I never even knew what he looked like. So my uncle gave me all his stuff, including his dog tags. And, you know, I've got all his pictures and baby pictures and, you know, pictures of.
My mother's buried. My mother's buried in that same cemetery.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, the Forest Lawn.
It's a beautiful cemetery.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I love it. I don't love that she's buried there, but that is a beautiful place, and I do feel the love coming through that he has for you. I do see that.
Yes.
What do you have in your heart? Because I could talk to you for another hour, and people are going to listen to you and hear how much passion and drive you have to educate people is what I'm hearing about extraterrestrials and the disclosure and what needs to be, because we just touched on it a little bit tonight, needs to get out there.
We did.
And how much the guides are using you, Craig, to get the information out to the world, and how much they're going to keep using you. So what do you have in your heart? Before we leave on the show. They will.
So what do you want to... I gladly do it. But I would just say people are so terrified because people go to, through movies, aliens are going to eat you. The government has done such a number on the whole alien thing for so long. They're not anymore. But people are so terrified of the unknown and the extraterrestrials, but what they need to know is that fully conscious extraterrestrial presence that is here, the angelic core, that presence is here, the Christ consciousness is here, because, you know, you have to remember, I always tell people, before Christ came on the planet, there is a whole universe teeming with Christ. Right? Because they're fully conscious. When you're fully conscious, you're a Christ. You're christened. And you also have full divine power as well. And so I just want people to know that there is so much protection. And even though things may look dark, that sometimes it just has to get dark before things get better. But just remember to work on yourself and to meditate and just keep surrounding the earth with love and surrounding your family and friends with love and protection, and everything will just be fine.
I love that. You're amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show tonight. Everybody can find you. Can they find you at autobiographyfan.net.com also?
No. Just autobiographyofanet.com or strangerofthepentagon.com. Yeah.
Okay, strangerofthepentagon.com. Okay, great. And then also, everybody, when we put Craig's information out there, we'll have everything linked up. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It was amazing having you here, Craig. It was just amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. So much fun talking to you.
Okay. God bless you. Thank you.
Bless you, too.